I've been gone for a minute, but I'm back.
It's senior drama correspondent Tiani Kardashian, and you are now rocking with DJ Exclusive of the Nothing Podcast and Everything Lit. And when I'm not spilling tea with the certified tea sippers and all my blogs, some like it hot, I'm listening to DJ Exclusive and the Nothing Podcast.
Come on. I already know y'all wasn't outside. Cause for real, y'all niggas be getting on my nerves.
Somebody's getting on my nerves. Somebody's getting on my nerves. Somebody's getting on my nerves. Somebody's getting on my nerves. Somebody's getting on my nerves. Somebody's getting on my nerves.
It feels so good, ladies and gentlemen.
Jealous ass rappers broke as hell, try to play me on the mic.
So test my respect, mess around, yeah, bitch.
Come up and get beat down.
Now it's all shorty, light skin, sexy, and your man know I got him screaming like a hooker in the front.
Come on.
So you better check my record, better yet, bum. My name is too big for a record, check my platinum album.
It's not meant for you to do. You even sound whack when you try to check the mic.
1, 2, 1, 2. But wait, I'm not through. How you living saying old rhymes, trying to get new?
You don't
work like a dude to make hip hop. So you can talk until your big sucking lips pop.
And next time
you try to play me, you might catch a fist to the nose, ho.
So here we go.
Talk about pep around the way, getting steep.
Me and my man was getting pepper last night, yo.
Nigga, please.
You couldn't help me if my first name was Cootie.
Come on.
Your little Jimmy can't even hold your zipper back. Why don't you tell the story right, man?
The only skins you ever hit
was the skins on your right hand. Ooh. You rolled up on me in your man's Beamer, and I could look at you and tell you was
a meat-beating daydreamer.
You put the window down, trying to act real slick, and started smiling like a hooker with a bag of tricks. You stuck your hand out the window trying to show me gold.
Your 42nd Street Rolex
was kinda old. I wrote a number and I know you thought you'd get humped, but it was dollar day, 1-900 chump. So why you running around town playing Jeopardy?
Get off my bra strap, boy.
Stop sweating.
Come on.
I got a million ways to get it.
See, I don't know. Hip hop has moved on.
Choose one.
Hey, this ain't 88 no more, nigga.
Double your money and
come
make
on.
Stack. I'm on to the next one. And on to the next. I'm on to the next one. And on to the next. I'm on to the next one. And on to the next. I'm on to the next one. And on to the next.
Hold up.
Somebody bring me somebody, please.
Hold on that new shit. Niggas like, how come?
Niggas want that old shit. Buy that old album.
Niggas stuck on stupid. I gotta keep it moving. Niggas make the same shit. Me, I make the blue. Came in the range. Hopped out the Lexus.
Woo.
Every year since, I've been on that next shit. Traded in a gold for the platinum Rolex. Now a nigga wrist match the status of my records.
Come on.
Used to rock a throwback, ballin' on a corner. Now I rock a telesuit, looking like a owner. No, I'm not a Jonas. Brother, I'm a grown up. No, I'm not a virgin.
I use my cojones.
I move on with the only direction. Can't be scared to fail. Search of perfection. Gotta keep it fresh, even when we sexin'. But don't be mad at him when it's on to the next one.
Somebody bring me back somebody, please. Come on, man.
I got a million ways to get it.
Y'all niggas don't realize there's a million ways to do this hip-hop thing, man. Y'all stuck on one thing. And don't nobody want to hear nobody get preached to. Sometimes we trying to turn up, nigga.
Exclusive, Connecticut's finest female DJ.
Act bad, nigga.
Act bad. Act bad. Act bad. Act bad. Act bad.
If you look good.
Act bad, nigga. Rewind. Cause like I said, not everything's supposed to be introspective or deep. Sometimes we just want to get drunk and act bad, nigga. So act bad, nigga.
Act bad. Act bad. Act bad. Act bad. Act bad.
If you look.
Act bad.
I need all my ladies trying to act bad. it up real quick. I'm about to turn up real quick. Come on. I'ma act better.
Sent her to the yard and it came back fatter. She keep it 100, gotta throw a sack at her. Her, she got a man, don't none of that matter.
Act bad.
Act bad, act bad. Little bad bitch, all she do is act bad. We don't catch feelings, all we do is back bad.
Diddy, how you fit a billy in a knapsack?
They go, voila.
Deli on ice, no shit. Ain't nothing chillin' but the deli on ice. Deli on die, got that belly tone nice. Come and ride this dick
like a Peloton bike.
She a bone crusher,
that's right.
She like to dance slow, nigga, don't rush her,
that's right.
I would fuck her raw, but I don't trust her.
If you ain't got no money, nigga,
yeah, come on.
Act bad,
act bad,
act bad,
act bad,
act bad,
act bad, act bad.
Where all my niggas that moved on with hip hop? Where you at? Throw your hands up. If you look
good,
if you
attention all the city girls, attention all the city girls,
cause I be fucking with it. I'm 37 and I be fucking with it. Come on, Carisha, you wanna sponsor my act?
Double up, black bag, time for a black tag. Walking out Chanel with a black bag. Yes, keep it body bad. Listen up, Scott.
Come on, JT. When a broke hoe talk, that's bad advice. They treat a good girl bad and a guy with nice to whack. Woo! Come on!
Never hustle backwards. Bitches can't fall like me. They need practice. Try to act bad like me. They bad actors. Ain't change the game like us. They not factors. This a act bad summer. This a pack bag summer. Twerking on a wave runner.
Hey!
This a city grass summer. You ain't spending no money. We ain't saving your number. Hey!
You hear that, fellas? They not saving your number, y'all broke. Come on. If you act, if you act, if you act, come on.
Be free, cause act fucking bad. Act fucking bad. Be as bad as you can be, motherfucker.
Might not mean nothing to y'all, but we would like to thank drugs. Year after year, drugs wins the war against drugs as we live among the walking dead. Now, F-sclusive, drop that shit.
Yeah. I'm remixing that shit. Holla at me.
That nigga, cause I got it out the mud. Hanging in the family, nigga, be on blood. Streaming for 12 to the DA and the judge. Never been a dog, never been a shrug. 4-5 Glock, now all you want to judge. Better than who must be high on them drugs. Cooling in the mansion with the bubbles in the tub. Heard you want to cover you up, but you with a stud.
Set.
Yes, nigga, don't try me. And a lamb, I be damned if a nigga try me. Get a hand with the fam, and a nigga gotta eat. Shot a 9, now my butt, so I'm a kid for a treat. Before I bought the lamb, I was riding in the Jeep. 500 horses with a stick on the seat. Fuck that nigga, he'll fold when it's heat. Go against the cold for the dough, boy, you weak.
Come on.
Go against the grain, man, you know a nigga lying. Cartier frames, I can see a nigga brain. Cartier price, didn't match him with a chain. Dirt up on my name, and you niggas should be shamed.
Come on.
I'm boost when I'm throwing up game. Diamonds prove loose when it's watching this plane. My dog got the juice, and I'm smoking propane. I'm gunning, I'm running to the money. Hussein. Who talking, who telling, Hussein? I'm selling prescription cocaine. She fuck with my pippin', my cane. I'm Michael, I'm not no Jermaine. Jealousy, that shit gon' eat your heart out. This an AR sawed off, we a Slayer squad out. This the bitch you brought out. This a fist we ball out. I'll eat your heart out. I'll pull your car out.
Offset,
this
talking, put nigga.
In this place like it's dimple. New camera, new bop, 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 make it limp. He play with me, blowing me, rising my temple. I got millions of rats in my mansion, my temple.
Come on.
Gangster, but with your bitch, I get gentle. Wangster, take out your teeth like it's dental. I'm blanking. You eat this block, I'm his winners.
I don't know what they talking about, Barty. They ain't talking about shit.
This time is what? What? Look, ain't no bitch finna front on me. Bad body bitch with the jumbo teeth. Kill him again like a bumblebee. Don't nobody listen to you, listen talk about me.
Barty.
Oh, it's a bird trying to see shit. You offended when I be on defense. That you worry about me and my nigga. You should worry about the nigga your secret.
Come on.
Faces given and never not gay. Been to Atlanta, but bitches ain't brave. Hot bitches mad, I'm the number one pick. It's funny, your nigga the one that's a trade. Bitches is mad, stupid. They get to the bag and lose it. I'm still in the bed, I live on a head.
Water, gas included.
Bitches don't wanna go working for Birkin. Bitches ain't got enough hits for a versus. Bitches be acting so different in person. Cartier friends, I can see when she nervous. Shit is suckers, I'm dripping detergent. I'm sick of the nurses. My work got the courage. I'm truth out in Hermes. A bitch said my name, that she number one trend. And I did you a service.
Bitch.
Jealous ass bitch. Like, huh?
Jealous ass bitch.
What the
with a fiend, let's keep it a buck.
If I had a dick, I need to be sucked. All of my ops is running their jibs, stomach too big, I need to be tucked. All of that crime be keeping me up. When bodies around, they see me in duck. When I make a post, I'm leaving it up. They came from the hood, but they're leaving the trunk.
Bitch. Yeah. Y'all niggas be talking all of this shit of what hip-hop is. And a lot of y'all rap, and that's the sad part. We gonna get into that. You cannot be a rapper and all your songs suck and you're talking about what hip-hop is. But we gonna get to that.
You are now rocking with DJ Exclusive of the Nothing Podcast and Everything Lit. And when I'm not spilling tea, the certified tea sippers, and all my blogs, I'm like it, I'm listening to DJ Exclusive and the Nothing Podcast.
Yow, what's goody, what's goody? It's your girl DJ Exclusive of the Nothing Podcast and Everything Lit, and this is episode 115. You ain't a hip-hop head, and I'ma drop a bomb on that. First of all, I want to give a shout out to my real fans, my real listeners, my real supporters, anybody that really fuck with me, because let me tell you something. If inconsistency was a person, it'll probably be me as it pertains to this podcast. But that's the thing why I want to send a shout out to everybody that really fucks with me. Because if you fuck with me, you see, I've been really cooking. I've been really making beats. Like the last two joints I just played, the Cardi, the Offset shit, I produced that. The joint before that, the Act Bad joint, I produced that. And shout out to my Act Bad remix. I actually dropped that remix last Sunday. It is actually about 8 days old. And it is currently sitting at about 635 views, which is actually doing better than my Chris Brown remix that I also dropped a month ago that's got like 650 views. So far, my highest viewed remix on my page is the Cardi and Offset. It's sitting about 900 views. Trying to get that one to a band. So if you are not subscribed to my YouTube, please, please, please go subscribe to my YouTube. You can find it by searching DJ Exclusive or searching for Nothing Podcast. You're going to find my YouTube. I am active in other areas. I'll be active on Wisdom. I'll be running around. I'll be doing a lot. I started a new job. I'm trying to get used to this whole waking up like at 2:45 in the morning, going to work from 5 to 1:30, and then, you know, just having the rest of my day. Sometimes I'm like really exhausted. Sometimes I'm wired. It just depends on how I feel, but I'm trying to get into a place where I'm utilizing the rest of my day so I can deliver more content, make more videos, and really get back in that podcast space. I got to be real. Podcasting started feeling like an obligation. It started feeling like I don't really want to do this no more. And I ain't like that feeling because I love podcasting. So I think the issue is with what I was choosing to cover. I was more so way too focused on trending topics because I felt like that is what my audience want. But I'm starting to realize my audience is some rap nerd ass motherfuckers like me. And we like talking about hip hop and we like talking about the culture. Yeah, some of the things that go on within hip hop, yeah, we'll talk about it. We'll have an opinion of it. But if we're going to have a podcast or if we want to be a fan and subscribe to a podcast, we want to talk about actual topics that we care about, right? Whether it's relationships, whether it's trauma, whether it's music, artists, whatever the case it may be. And in this case, and in this particular episode, I want to talk about hip hop heads. I ain't even going to hold you. It's a couple of niggas on my Facebook and on my Twitter and in a few Reddit and Discord communities that I'm in that they can get this work. But because I know what type of nigga they are, I'm not even going to invite them. In fact, one nigga I have invited, but I have not followed up because the more I pay attention, nah, I don't want to share space with you. You a cool ass nigga. I'll smoke with you. I'll party with you, get drunk with you. But when it comes to this right here, this mic and an equal exchange of energy, it's not on that timing. I have a problem, and this just might not mean nothing to y'all because y'all might not have that problem, but if you are a grown-ass man, and we're going to get to the female side of this later, but I'm starting here because this is what triggered me, okay? If you are a grown-ass man, and when I say a grown-ass man, I mean you're at least at a minimum 38. At a maximum, you're about 43. These are my peers. These are the men, because me, I am 37. I am a Sagittarius. My birthday is in November. I will be 38 November 30th, right? I have been a fan of hip hop since I was 8, 9 years old. I tell the story all the time. Busta Rhymes was my first favorite rapper. He is the reason today why I have locks. The first rap song that I learned from cover to cover, front to back, every single word was Wu-Ha. Anybody that knows me and my government name and they went to Rogers Magnet Middle knew me for standing in front of the school rapping the lyrics to Busta Rhymes' Wu-Ha. I have told that story before. Everybody knows that's my pedigree. And then besides that, my father is also a hip-hop head. My father loves hip-hop, reggae, house music. My father is very eclectic, but the interesting thing about my father is my mother and my father do not share many similarities as it pertains to music, but my mother is also very eclectic. So when I put what my father put in me with what my mother put in me, I can say I have probably one of the most broadest and willing to accept palettes and music compared to anybody that I know. And when I say that, I say, like I said, my father loves reggae, hip hop, R&B, house music. When I was growing up, my father's favorite rapper was Kool Moe Dee and LL Cool J. To this day, my father's favorite rappers are Jay-Z, Nas, and LL Cool J. That's my dad. And my dad is 57 years old, right? Now, my mother, who is also 57, my mother will be 58 in November. My mother's birthday is a day before mine. That's another caveat, right? My mother listens to Tracy Chapman, Eric Clapton. My mom used to play the fuck out of Kenny G Unplugged. Kenny G got an MTV Unplugged. My mom used to play the fuck out of that. And you know what's funny? A fun fact, growing up, a CD that my mother used to play a lot that we played till it did not work no more was Jodeci Unplugged. If you've never heard Jodeci Unplugged, go get that. That's fire. My mother's favorite rapper is Nelly. To this day, disabled, Clinton LG is my witness. My mother be upstairs with a little bit of letting all hang out. And I'm telling you this because it's all important, right? So I am extremely eclectic. So one of the first things that upsets me is when people be like, oh, you only support new hip hop because you like mumble rap. Because honestly, anybody that has been a supporter or a fan of what I do as it pertains to this blogging shit, radio shit, that was with me back in my Crazy Pellas days, they know when Ice-T was on Soulja Boy neck, I was like, get him. Watch me crank that Soulja Boy had me fucked up. I was like, yo, what the fuck is this? Hell no. And then it was a whole era of it. We had Get Silly, Get Silly, Get Silly. I can lean with it. I am hot with it. Lean with it, rock with it, lean with it, rock with it. And in between the lean and pop era, there would be songs I liked though. Like, who don't like Knock If You Buck? Knock If You Buck. And who don't like What It Is, ho? What's up? Like, who don't like that? Who don't like Damn by the Youngbloods? Who don't like Bone Crusher? Who don't like Snap Your Fingers? Do You Stand? You could do it all by yourself. Let me see you do it. Then T-Pain comes and shit just get real different. Because now T-Pain is introducing the melodic element of the record that I'm used to, because I'm a hip hop junkie. I'm used to Mary J. Blige, the queen of hip hop soul. You're all I need to get by the fuck out of a record. And the funny thing is, if I could pause it right there, I also remember my mother and my aunt. None of your music is original. Everything is a sample. You're just taken from there. So the older generation, who, if we really gonna do the math, they were the ages that we are right now, not liking what we called hip hop, right? My mother and my aunts and my father hated Puff. The only thing that my father ever loved about Puff was Big. It's a couple of Mace records my dad like. Of course he liked Whoa. Everybody liked Whoa. My mom, like I said, my mom was more into the alternative music. So yeah, she knows who the Notorious B.I.G. is, but she don't know his catalog. She know Juicy. She know More Money, More Problems, but More Money, More Problems is one of those records where she's like, hey, that's not his song. My mother was the main one that every time a Puff record came on, she would name the sample. Name the sample. I honestly wish I was making beats then, because my mom will name a sample. My mom gave no love, no respect to my era. It was noise. It sounded crazy. She didn't fuck with it, but somehow she resonated with Nelly. Of all the rappers that my mother could have liked, she chose Nelly, right? Now here we are, 2023. I got a timeline full of men in their fucking 40s talking about Sexy Red. I mean, scroll their timeline. From the moment they wake up, they first post, hey, yo, Sexy Red is blah, 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 blah. And then all day, they are posting pictures, videos, and memes and tagging people to try to make an argument why Sexy Red is bad and why, you know, the newer generation of hip-hop is bad. You sound like my mother used to sound in fucking 98, nigga. You sound like my dad used to sound in the early 2000s when I'm telling my dad, yo, Lil Wayne. When I'm telling my dad, back when I could remember when I told my dad when I was graduating from high school, I graduated high school, West Hill, class of 2003, and my dad asked me what I wanted for my graduation. I told him I wanted the Get Rich or Die Trying CD. And he said, why you want that? He only got one record. This is what my father said, and you can ask him. I said, 50 got more than one record, Dad. You just not aware. I've been using that sentence. I'm like, Dad, you ain't aware. 50 got way more than one song. He was like, well, the only song I really know is that In the Club song. So my dad and my uncle Junie took me to Sam Goody in the Stanford Mall, and they bought me Get Rich or Die Trying for my graduation present from high school. And we playing the record in the car, and my dad, mind is blown. He didn't want to respect the young nigga. But then he sat down and he listened to the young nigga, and then he realized he was wrong. Now my father liked 50 Cent. And now 50 Cent got all of the shit he got. Movies, TV shows, and so on and so forth. So I say that to say this. Why the fuck are y'all sitting online hating on the new generation because you don't like it? Who the fuck died and made y'all responsible of what hip hop is and how it should sound and what it should look like and what it should represent? And further, who the fuck told you motherfuckers that because the industry has put forth an image such as Sexy Red, such as Cardi B, that is the representation of all of us? Because the industry has also given us a Rhapsody. And has given us a Bahamadia and a Queen Latifah and an MC Light. There are several examples of a black woman, but you choose to want to perpetuate some bullshit that the powers that be are trying to force the black women to be sexy red. And even if they were, let's be very clear. Sexy red is a representation of the black woman. Not every black woman, but there is a subgenre of black women that relate. That's exactly why when you watch the BET Awards, you see women in their mid-30s going, ski, bust your head, ski, bust your head. Because, nigga, what the fuck do you think this is? The same niggas that'll sit here and say, oh, they only pushing this, they only pushing that, be the same niggas that won't buy Nan CD, won't buy Nan concert ticket, won't buy Nan merch item, won't sign up for Nan meet and greet, and then they wonder why they favor Who Gives a Fuck rapper ain't shit. Because guess what, my nigga? I hate to be the bearer of bad news. Guess what, nigga? The people that are fans of Sexy Red and Glorilla and Blueface and Krishan and everybody else that you want to add to the label of garbage, their fans pull up on them. Their fans sit in the crib and stream their songs all day. I'm Mr. Take Your Bitch, Take a Ring the Trip, Fly it to New York and sign my name up on the tits. I don't even listen to Krishan music, but you see how I know the words to that shit? Because they doing what they gotta do to make sure I'm aware of them, whether I like it or not. I know who the fuck they are and I see what they doing. And they're working for the people that do fuck with them. I watched a clip of Krishan get on stage and perform her record, and there's people performing it word for word, and the record had only been out for 2 days at that point. What are y'all talking about? Hip hop is dead. Hip hop is not dead. Hip hop has evolved into something that you have not grown with, and that is okay. Because I turn on certain records and I'm not fucking with them. I'm not feeling them. They're not speaking to me, and that's also okay, because I also acknowledge when Glorilla, when Glorilla and Foreign Nigga went in the studio and made that cha-cha-cha shit, they wasn't talking to a 37-year-old lesbian. They made that for whatever the fuck they made it for, but they didn't make it for me. So it's okay that I don't like it, but I don't have to get up here and talk shit about it because I don't like it. Who the fuck am I to judge them? Could I have an opinion on their record? Yeah, I have an opinion. What is my opinion? It's not a good record. Why do I think it's not a good record? Because it's a misuse of a great sample. All right? Uchi Wally was a moment, okay? Uchi Wally is an important record in Nas's career. And if you're going to flip it, you got to pay homage and you got to do the record the right way. I could understand as an artist, you don't want to do the same subject matter as the original Uchi Wally. So I'm not going to take points off for them moving in another direction. But you not only didn't pay homage to the original record, but you kind of made something that won't stick, and it was garbage, so it wasn't worth the money that you paid to clear the sample. If I'm gonna respect anything about the song, I'm gonna respect the fact that Nas and the producers and whoever else is involved as it pertains to the publishing of the original get a check. But can I respect it for what it is? Yes. What do I respect about the record? I respect that the younger generation was inspired and motivated by a record from my generation to do their own variation of the record. And they're giving their fans and the people that support them and listen to them something to listen to and fuck with. Do I think it matters? No, I don't think it matters, and I don't think it helped Glorilla's career, but I'm not hating on it for the people that do enjoy it. What is my advice for Glorilla? To go sit down. You're forcing it at this point. As a producer, when I feel like I'm forcing the beat, when the beat is not just coming out of me and I just know how I'm gonna arrange this and put this and what sound here and how I'm gonna sample this and chop that. When it's not just flowing like that, I put the beat up. I either start making another beat or I go do something else, because you cannot force it. That's the thing about music, and that's one of the things wrong with what's going on with the modern music. It is forced, it is microwaved, it is like listening to lab made art. And art isn't made in a lab. That's why our legends and the people that I would say you old ass niggas are stuck with, like Biggie, Pac, and Pun, and just the legends from the golden era, where I would say honestly anywhere between like 93, 94 and 1999 is like the golden era of hip hop, right? So anything that came out in those years, niggas hold dearly. Like, you got Nas, Illmatic, you got Outkast's first album, you got Jay-Z's first couple of albums, you got Mobb Deep making their way in, you got Wu-Tang Clan, it's a DMX, it's a lot of classic hip-hop albums that dropped in that span that carried niggas. Like, we from that era, putting batteries in your box or batteries in your CD player, and you sitting with an album for a year or more. Hip hop has become so disposable and so like whatever, who cares, that artists have just got onto a place of whatever, who cares. I think in the golden era of hip hop, artists, they weren't being compensated the way that artists are being compensated now, right? So the motive and the agenda for the music was different just based off that point alone, right? Now it is so much opportunities with this music. Ad placements, sync deals, movies, TV, all kind of shit. They're signing these 360 deals where the label pretty much owns them all encompassing in the first place. So honestly, the goal really isn't for the love of the hip hop or for the love of this thing of ours. They're really just doing it for a bag. They're trying to run it up. And I'm mad at it, but I'm not. I'm mad at it because as an artist, as a rapper, as a producer, as a DJ, I feel like you should love hip hop regardless. So you should understand the prerequisites of understanding your forefathers, what came before you. You should be studying, you should be doing that, and you should be being a certain kind of artist. But then I check myself because I view that as me placing my expectations on others. Just because I was raised in a culture and I believe that I should study and I should read and I should know of the albums that changed what I love and the artists that shaped what I love, that doesn't necessarily have to be true for my peers and everyone else that does this. Motherfuckers doing this for their own agenda, and in some cases it just might be the bag. And in those cases, you can tell that when you're listening to the music by their content, what they're saying, their consistency, and all of that. So I will never sit up here and say there isn't things wrong with the culture. But I'm also not going to shoot y'all niggas bell and let y'all niggas just say hip hop is dead, is garbage, because the industry exercises practices that, in my opinion, are detrimental to this thing of ours. Especially when the other side of the token is, as Drake said it in his read to Joe Budden, it's a bunch of dirty ass niggas in the Nietzsche outfits. Y'all niggas is not buying shit. Y'all niggas was mad when that piff went down. Y'all niggas goal in life is to not spend no money. Y'all don't pay for no streaming services. Your YouTube got ads and shit. Y'all the same niggas. You don't buy albums. You don't buy nothing. You're not helping what you're trying to deem that shit be relevant. Like, at the end of the day, you can't be mad at the machine for doing what the machine does but then talk about how the machine could work and then don't want to do what you got to do to get involved with the machine. It's kind of like when niggas be like, oh, Drake got writers. Okay. So does Whitney Houston. So does Beyonce. So does a lot of motherfuckers. If y'all niggas actually download the Genius app and type in the name of your favorite song, you're going to see a lot of people getting written credit and composing credit, because that's what studio sessions are. It's a group of creative minds sitting together, bouncing ideas to figure out what's the best execution for this composition of music. It's only dumbass niggas that have no conscious idea of what it means to honestly make a hit record sitting online talking about how shit is not a hit or how shit is whack. I don't understand that. I got a timeline full of whack-ass Connecticut rappers. Whack. I had a bum-ass nigga tell me my ear ain't to the street. That's how I don't know. Listen, nigga. I'm born and raised in Connecticut. I've been DJing and doing music damn near my whole entire life. Newsflash, motherfucker. A DJ or a commentary person, a podcaster, my ear don't gotta be to the street. If you're popping, I'm gonna know. I can't avoid it. You're there. You don't know about my podcast because I'm inconsistent and I'm not paying for marketing. I'm not doing the ads like I'm supposed to do. I'm not recording like I'm supposed to do. I barely give a fuck. So guess what? My show is not popping. But how about this? How about this? And I can show you the analytics. Even without recording in several weeks, I'm still doing an average 300 streams a month. And I haven't recorded months. Because you know what? I am solidified in areas. You motherfuckers live here. And nobody gives a fuck what you're talking about. But you get online and you took all of this shit. Oh, Drake album was garbage. This was garbage. This was whack. Nigga, who the fuck knows your song? Who knows you? There was a nigga from out here that was signed to the whole Rough Riders. Had a whole deal. Got songs and everything. And who the fuck gives a fuck? A lot of niggas act like they're the judge and the jury on what is hip hop. But the reality of the situation is these niggas couldn't make a hit record if Puff gave them one. If Just Blaze gave them one. They had a Lil Wayne, Jay-Z feature, Ian Khaled scream, "We the best." It still would flop. Niggas don't want to admit there is a nuance to this. There is an art to this. There is a way of doing this. Why you got Cardi and why you got a Nicki Minaj? Because they offer something to people. It might not be for you. Maybe Dave East is for you. Maybe Joey Badass is for you. Maybe Griselda's for you. Maybe Tekashi 6ix9ine is for you. Perhaps Chance the Rapper is for you, or maybe Drake, or how about J. Cole or Kendrick Lamar, Travis Scott? You cannot tell me there is not a single artist that has come out since year 2018 that you can't fuck with. Y'all niggas be the problem. What, you don't like Tyler, the Creator? Everybody got to be sitting here like, yo, my name is Funky and I like to say that I kick funky rhymes like every day. And then you old despicable ass niggas be talking about, oh, we was there to see the conception of it. Yes, you were there to see the conception of it, and we are extremely grateful for that. But how long do you expect for motherfuckers to be in that era? That era don't matter no more. Who gives a fuck, nigga? This ain't the South Bronx in the 80s, nigga. Don't you see all the gentrification and how life is changing? You ever seen a fucking COVID baby, a pandemic baby, nigga? You ever seen one of them motherfuckers? Why the fuck do you expect for people to stay back wherever the fuck you at? And what the fuck is with you niggas placing your expectations on other motherfuckers? Just like when Drake album came out, I didn't hear nobody mad at Drake's album. I heard that everybody mad at Drake for Drake doing what Drake wanted to do with his music. Drake wanted to make a specific body of work talking about a specific thing, and niggas expected something else, so they was mad that they didn't get it. What the fuck is up with that? When are y'all niggas gonna learn how to say, okay, this is what it is and I need to accept it for this? Why do you niggas keep on trying to force niggas to do the things that you want them to do to satisfy you? That's not how this thing here work, nigga. That's not how this shit work. I'm sitting online, I post my shit, I'm like, yo, y'all niggas not hip-hop heads, y'all niggas stuck in the past. I got some of the dumbest comments, like some of the dumbest shit. I don't even want to read the shit because the shit is so dumb. What some of these niggas saying, like they're talking about, oh, you're trying to brainwash me into accepting nonsense. No, nigga, y'all niggas want to be with the essence so much. Nigga, go dig in the crates, nigga. Go get on whatever streaming site. Oh, wait, y'all niggas don't pay for nothing. Oh, so that's probably another reason why you're still listening to the fucking radio every day and mad that when you turn on the radio, you're hearing fucking Blueface and Bia and shit. Brokey. Brokey. For those of you that are not broke, And actually pay for Tidal or Spotify or YouTube Music or something of that nature. You know, albums come out every Friday. You can go to Explore. You can have your streaming service go ahead and just find you a vibe, bro. A lot of y'all, your issue is you're needing, like, it to be handed to you. You're needing them to say, hey, this is what's hot. It's okay for you to like this. And it's okay, because I've been there too. And it's okay to say that I only like popular music because I'm that way to an extent. I'm not about to be listening to some nigga that's rapping from the bathroom and like he's probably gonna die next week because he's still like really in the streets. I'm not for that. I'm for more career minded people that's really putting out real songs and their career is really bubbling. And my reason for that is because, yo, you get invested in these artists and they really do die. That's not really a joke. I can name several artists that they, before their first album come out, when they finally start getting hot, they die. It's really honestly hard to like find your way attached to a specific person or a thing and then it's just gone. So I don't be attaching myself to these artists like that until they get to a certain place, right? Not that they gotta be all over Power 105, but they're buzzing in the communities where I'm looking for new music enough where I'm about to tap in. And if I'm feeling like I'm not stimulated and there's not been enough music for me, then I go looking for new artists. I make social media posts. I ask people what they're listening to. I don't just start saying, man, Sexy Red sucks. What the fuck kind of female is that? What kind of representation of black women is Sexy Red? Oh my fucking God. No, I don't do that. I don't sit there and talk about Lotto, mainly because I'm damn near 12 years older than these bitches. Niggas talking about them is double their age. You're like 44 years old sitting here scrolling my timeline all day about Sexy Red and Lotto and how female rap is this. Nigga, you rap? And what is you? What the fuck do you niggas do? You niggas don't have no careers. You niggas just be on Facebook all day talking shit. Who gives a fuck, nigga? What do you do for a living? What do you give back to the world? Then niggas be quick to say, well, I don't post everything. Yeah, you don't post everything, but you post the bullshit. Who gives a fuck, nigga? All I be seeing is niggas be fronting. Like, either they doing some shit that somebody else is paying for. They acting like, all I know is niggas out here be on some weak ass timing and they be on some hater shit. Because the music is for the younger generation, which obviously they have no business acumen. Because if your average rapper is 24, 25, obviously he's going to target a demographic that's around 12 or 13 only because he's expecting to rap for another 10 years tops. So he's needing that fan base to grow with him and be in the club with him. So yeah, the music is going to start targeting a younger and younger demographic because that's the goal. Just like what they did with cigarettes. They got y'all with Joe the Camel and all that shit with cigarettes at a young age, and you smoke cigarettes probably right now. You probably smoke a cigarette right fucking now. Or weed or liquor. When you get some shit in your system when you're young, it sticks with you. So that's what these artists are doing. It's a game. It's a business. I've told y'all niggas 1,000 times, this is the music business. If you trying to listen to some shit just for the aesthetic, for the bars, for that thing we do, the metaphors, that extra shit, there are artists for that. Support them if you're wanting that to be the new thing. But stop sitting up here talking about how hip-hop is dead. No, nigga, you're old, you're out of touch, and you probably shouldn't be listening to the shit anyway, fucking pedophile. Why are you 40-something years old talking about Sexy Red? Why are you watching Sexy Red sex tape, fucking pedophile? She's the same age as your daughter, pedophile, weirdo, strange bozo. You 40-something talking about Sexy Red sex tape. You're a fucking pedophile bozo. Find something to do. And then niggas want to include you in the conversation, try to make you fucking woman hate and do all that dumb shit with them. Nah, I'm good. I'm straight. I'm extra straight on that. I like some of Sexy Red records. Where you at? With my nigga? Hey. Ski you. I fucks with it. How about that? I like it. I like Lola Brooke. I like Lotto. I like Offset. I like Cardi. Just like I like Nas. I like Method Man. I like Jay-Z. I like 50 Cent. I like 3-6 Mafia. I like a whole bunch of shit, nigga, because I'm a fucking hip-hop head. And in fact, beyond a hip-hop head, I love fucking music, because I'll listen to Tracy Chapman and Eric Clapton and Alanis Morissette too, nigga. I'll listen to Jessica Simpson and System of a Down too, nigga. I'll listen to Marilyn Manson too, nigga. Aerosmith too, nigga. Just like I'll listen to BB Williams, Quincy Jones, Christopher Williams, Keith Sweat. I listen to fucking music, nigga. And as long as the record is good, I'm listening to it. Y'all niggas are stuck in the past. And you gotta give that shit up. Either you love this thing and you're gonna support it regardless, and you're gonna realize that hip hop is a way of life. It's the way we live, from how we dress to the music we listen to how we carry ourselves, to the way we dance, to where we write our name, AKA graffiti. It's all that. So if you're one of them old ass motherfuckers running around here talking about hip hop dead because you don't like Sexy Red, and you don't like the state of female rap, and you think the current energy of rappers is whack and they're trash, nigga, fuck you, nigga. Just like the media, which I'm going to get on that in another episode, just like the bloggers. Y'all mad that the way that we blogging on Instagram and doing what we doing is some new shit. Y'all niggas don't like that. Yeah, shit's changing. It is not 1948 no more. What did Joe tell you? Today's price is not yesterday's price, nigga. And I'ma end this show with a sleeper to remind y'all how crazy you sound as an old head trying to attack the new generation for doing what the new generation does. Y'all niggas gonna have to fall back and let them niggas be great, yo. And with that, I'm out. One.
This ain't a disclaimer. I'm the king of legend, the first hall of famer. Making diss tracks, I know you with that. Now everybody get ready for the kickback. Why you hurt? Why you mad? Now you look bad. Like a roach just crawled out of your book bag. In a packed class, you lack class. Go to bed with no supper, cause you gotta suffer the backlash. The top five is cap, you the piss that's on the floor in the elevator of rap. Why you ducking on the game when you shit on my name? Why they put Pee Wee Herman in the hall of fame? I would give you a pound, but I break your hand. I got the lawyer.
player so whack, he will take your land. Yo, check your man, come and look at your friend, cause I think that Eminem is popping pills again. We call him Bill Clinton or either Bill Gates. What pill did homie take to make him hate the great? Think you are, but you ain't, still you made a mistake. Hit a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I'ma give your fans one more chance to go online and re-energize that romance. After that, say your last goodbye. Cut before I put Matthew's lights out, I'm turning off his fucking Wi-Fi. Another little kid, don't hate the great. More white chalk, more yellow tape. Who that, who that? Belly back.